go at 8:30 WMUN Live Radio, and in the studio, always better, though she will appear on telephonic devices or whatever is necessary. Indiana State Rep. Democrat Sue Arrington. Always good to see your smiling face, Sue.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
So how's the off-season treating you? No session in session for you.
No, we're out of session, but we're still have lots of things to do.
Yeah, well, what have you been up to? Do you have anything lately you've liked to share with the folks?
Well, last week I attended Civics Day for middle schoolers. It was a contest that the Chamber of Commerce put on, and the winner was from Daleville.
Nice.
But they fielded questions about civics, about the Constitution, really.
It's not enough of that, is there?
We
have the kiddos learning about that important subject.
Yes. Well, it's surprising those of us in the audience who were, you know, mostly parents and me, we tried to think of, as the kids were thinking about the answers, so were we. It was multiple choice. And so,
how'd you do?
Well, I didn't get them all right.
That's okay. Full disclosure, Sue's always honest.
Yeah.
I would probably be in a low percentile myself, full disclosure there.
Well, it's surprising. You think you know it all, but you don't.
Yeah, studying is something that is a useful thing for a lot of reasons and ways.
Yes, and then Friday, a couple of days from now, the Muncie Central is having a Civics Day. And so I'll be on a panel along with Senator Alexander talking about civics issues, about the legislature.
Very good. Thanks for doing that. A couple of notes here I'd like to bring up today. One of the things dealt with at the State House in session was House Bill 1338. We talked about that here on WMUN. This is the bill, folks, that had some language that was added in as an amendment that, among other things, limits the public access counselor's purview. Could you put that in layman's terms, Sue, what that means and why people might want to be aware of that?
Yes. If it's suspected that public officials are doing something illegal, like you're not supposed to meet without it being a public meeting. I mean, two or three can get together, but if it's a majority, then it has to be a public meeting. And or that's just one example,
sure,
but things having to do with that.
Okay.
And the public counselor is someone that anyone in the public can ask for an opinion. Did they break the law? And the public counselor researches that. Well, this bill really sort of puts some brakes on the public counselor changing the term
of the individual that's the counselor.
Okay. That's the counselor.
Okay.
The counselor is appointed by the governor, mm-hmm. and now that person's term, unless they do something illegal themselves, is the same term as the governor. This would make it possible to fire the person at will.
And 1338 is the one we're talking about. How did you vote on that legislation, by the way?
Well, I voted no.
Okay, why did you vote no?
A lot of it was because of this last-minute amendment, because the counselor looks at all the laws, and I suppose an individual could do that, but most of us don't know where to look. The public counselor does.
A specialist, as it were.
That's right. So
kind of hard to change that person every four or eight or whatever years as the governor changes. Is that, am I hearing you right?
Yes, and maybe the governor is a second term and they just appoint the public counselor again. But this puts a little more pressure. There's a concern that, well, is the public counselor going to be looking more at the political situation if they know that they make somebody mad? They could lose their job.
Got it. State Rep. Sue Arrington, our guest on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. You're a state legislator. But how much do you follow the national and or world things, either in D.C., or Ukraine or Israel and Gaza and so on and so forth. How dialed in to that stuff do you stay as a legislator and as a citizen?
Well, as far as making legislation, we often get questions from constituents. Well, can you help me with my Social Security? But that's a federal issue. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do. There are things we can do. We can recommend to Congress that they do something. But it doesn't have, it's not binding by law, but it's a recommendation. But we also, some of the things that happen at the national level affect us in the state. And so we sometimes have bills that relate to that. We had one this past session dealing with China and the purchase of property by countries like China that are considered, you know, not our best friends. So there were, and it's surprising how much land has been bought by some of these companies
countries. Companies from those countries.
Those countries.
Yeah.
So there was a concern about that.
All right. Sue Arrington's our guest, WMUN. Last week, you released an op-ed that I saw uncovered, the title of which was A Supreme Dilemma for Women's Health. You're clearly an advocate for legal abortion. The Supreme Court's been dealing with mifepristone. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Describe what that is, say it properly, and how it's used and why you think, I believe you think, it should be allowed to be used.
Well, there are two drugs that are used in combination to produce a medicine abortion, mifepristone and misoprostol. The second one, by the way, is a cancer drug, so it's used for more than one thing. But anyway, currently there are more medicine abortions done in the United States, and was the case here in Indiana, than surgical procedures. So, as you know, abortion is, there's almost a total abortion ban here in Indiana, that women can no longer make this decision on their own and get an abortion in Indiana. We have what you call telemedicine, where a physician from, say, another state could meet by phone or by Zoom with a patient and prescribe mifepristone. And you could get the drugs. So the concern is that there's a court case that is making its way to the Supreme Court that would prohibit the sale or the mailing of mifepristone.
And Sue Arrington, guest this morning, you wrote on the op-ed I'm referencing, this case begs the question, should the Supreme Court have the authority to overrule the FDA? What is your opinion on that?
Well, the FDA is full of specialists in the drugs that they study and approve or disapprove. And they approved this drug years and years ago. The Supreme Court, on the other hand, they may study something, but they're not the experts. I think we need to leave it up to the experts of the FDA to determine the safety of drugs in this country.
Indiana State Rep. Sue Arrington, our guest. You've shared with me so many times at the State House now. We're back to the State House.
Okay.
And the Republican supermajority, and it's the frustration as a Democrat. I would assume that that's maybe an understatement in some cases. Why do you continue doing what you do? Those frustrations in mind, and kind of just speak to that if you don't mind.
Well, maybe I'm an eternal optimist to start with. I think that, you know, there are the votes, but there's also the voice. And I think it's very important to raise, you know, the other side of the coin, or you're just going to have, you know, one side, the decisions being made behind closed doors. And so I really do believe that we have an important job. And I might say that not all of the bills that we pass are controversial. Most of them aren't, but many of them are very important to the people of Indiana. So I'm not always on the losing side of an issue.
Well, on behalf of a grateful community, for you, Sue Arrington, and all of those that choose to serve, we thank you for doing that, because it is not a simplistic job that you undertake, and we thank you and so many others for making that decision to do so.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Sue Arrington, the guest this morning, as we continue with more in just a moment on WMUN.